1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And Martin, you're getting your calculator out? Is that what's going on here?
I am getting a calculator out. It used to be a slide rule, but now a calculator. So, you know, as we shared in our last get together, that work is well underway with our directors of the different departments. With the work of our Director of Corporate Services, Carmen Kruger, and her team for the 2025 budget. But I want to just dial it back to the 2024 budget. We know that that came in at around $165 million, and approximately half comes from grants, user fees, but $80 million still comes from tax levy. And what Director Kruger has come up with is a tax calculator where residents can go to the city website, explore this new tool, and you can take a look at what your increase has been over this year or what your current tax levy is. And then you can calculate based on that calculator what percent of your taxes go towards different services. We know that about 19% of our overall cost is police. So what you calculate what of your, you know, maybe your $4,000 tax levy goes towards police, 14.5% to fire, 14% to infrastructure services. So, I would encourage people to go to the website, check out that calculator, and not only do some calculation, but also give us some feedback on the logistics of something of that nature. But it's something new that that Director Kruger is trying to once again to engage our public in this. It's not a nice topic, but it's a necessary topic.
Okay, there you go. And we've got lots to talk about, further updates and catching up with City of Stratford Martin Ritzma. Wasn't expecting this on my notes here. Huron Street Beer Store, what's
going
on here? Well,
you know, people have reached out to me, and we know that there was a fire in the beer store at the Huron Street location, and so people have asked, okay, what's going on? So I took the opportunity to call the CAO of the beer store, Roy Bennin, and have a candid and a good conversation about that location. And there are challenges. It's first and foremost, it's a leased location. There's uncertainty about how many convenience stores are going to take up the opportunity to sell beer in their own, in their own facility. So, you know, we had some conversations about, is there a possibility at that location of having a temporary trailer on site? We've seen as people, the beer store has remodeled or revamped their locations, have brought in beer trailers. I think they have three, and he's looking at that. We know the selections on site would be reduced, but that's a possibility. We also talked about the future of a drive-through location. Whether it's out at the mall or if this reopens, is a drive-through where you punch in your order, somebody comes out and sets your purchase in the trunk of your car. And I can think about individuals that would be very helpful for, whether it's a senior, whether it's a dad with three kids in the car, or mom. So we had a great, I think, open and candid conversation, nothing finite. Other than there's, lots of things up in the air about that location. But because people asked, I thought I'd reach out and have that conversation with the CAO of the beer store. I never, ever thought I would, but a very honest, sincere gentleman, and that's the information.
All right, there you go. And again, Albert Street, redevelopment.
Yeah, and that is a big shout out to Nick Sheldon, the project manager there, to giving us an insight into a new approach to the streetscape. You know, the conversion of Albert Street, as we've mentioned many times, is referred to as a complete street where we prioritize walking, biking, and vehicular traffic. The purpose is to reduce the speed, encourage the sharing of the road, and increase safety. The use of sharrows, as they call them, where you can't have a designated bike lane, you're sharing it with a car. the bikes with the car. I had a recent visit to the Netherlands, and I'll tell you that this is the norm, where you have bump outs, you have a circle, not a roundabout, but a circle. And one of the things, and I called Nick when I got back, and it was interesting. He says, yes, we're waiting on them, where instead of having stop signs, you have yield signs. And so the future is to have yield signs at those intersections. And what that does is it forces the biker, the walker, the car driver to have more communication, eye-to-eye conversation as they navigate that circle. And so the flow is easier and the flow is safer. So so happy to see us experimenting with that. And if it doesn't go, then you can go back to a stop sign. But something that is new to us, but certainly not new to when you're in other parts of the world.
Okay, fair enough. And we have a GTR Cooper site update.
Great. Once again, meetings and work continue with our GTR advisory committee and working groups. I want to once again thank Emily Robson, our corporate initiatives lead, for her great work. The history board is up and with regards to the timeline on the fence. A big shout out to communication co-chair John Kastner and the Stratford Perth Museum. There's a little bit of a connection with John in that, for their support on getting that up. I want to encourage people to think about the use of that building when we're in the process of coming up to the envisioning its final use. And so we've had many visits from different organizations can see themselves in that big, beautiful structure as we're getting to a point where actually something is in it permanently. Another piece of my recent visit to the Netherlands, I went to a small town called Tilburg. Well, it's not that small, but they have a former locomotive shop, not unlike ours, built a little later. It was built with bolts and nuts as opposed to the hot rivets. Ours was a little earlier construction, but a locomotive site built in 1935, I believe. They've just finished the conversion of that to open space and public library. Just phenomenal. Just to take a look, not to say that we would replicate that, but once again, to allow us to just to close your eyes and imagine. Mm. And so I had the luxury of visiting Loke Hall, and it's short form for Locomotive Hall, and just spend some time envisioning what our Strat Hall might look like.
Yeah, there you go.
Loke Stratford might look like in the future. So I always try to take the opportunity, if I'm away out of the country, to take an opportunity and in this case, rented a car and drove south to see what they're doing, because we can learn a lot from other communities and certainly other countries as well.
And certainly, I'll put you just on the spot for a second. It still comes up on social media from time to time with regards to the DTR site. Many saying, oh, just tear it down. It's been standing there for so long, just tear it down. But that is not the vision with City of Stratford moving
without
forward.
Without a doubt. And council passed that in our last council session as well. And this is what we're doing now is a continuation of that wish, of that direction given by council. And I think if those individuals believe it should be torn down, as we have more community events inside that structure, come and see it. And you would be just, I think you'd be challenged to say, yes, take it down. And that's part of me visiting those locations. I say to myself, it would be a shame to tear that structure down that's completely functional, where you can put in something like a YMCA within that shell and not tear it down. So much possibilities there, and there's one with regards to open space and perhaps public library.
We'll continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma right here, 107.1 CJCS.